It's the Rays and the Astros. You know what? SummerSlam's a few weeks away. Let's put Orbit and Chris Archer in a steel cage and settle this thing. Rays get on the board, top one.
1-0. And that's ripped into right center field by Morrison. And that's going to split the gap and go into the bullpen for a two-run home run for Morrison to give the Rays a 2-0 lead.
Here comes the 1-1, and that's grounded. And it's through the right side. A bad hop and over Gurriel's glove. They're going to send Ramos home, and he is safe. A high throw from Reddick. Plenty on it, and if it would have been a little lower, could have been closer, but a great effort. But the Rays go ahead 3-0 on a bad hop single through the right side. Here's the 1-1, and that's sent up the middle. That's going to be grabbed by Miller. He'll touch second base, throw to first, double play.
And that's hit hard right at Longoria, bobbles it for a moment, throws a second for one, on the first by Miller, and that's a double play. That ball was smoked right at Longoria. It hit off his chest. He then picked it with the bare hand before it hit the ground and able to get a 5-4-3 double play, and the Astros are turned aside yet again. Here's a 1-1, and that's grounded up the middle. Hechevarria dives, fields, throws, and got him. Nice scoop by Duda. On the one-hop throw, Echevarria in that shift, diving to his right to stop it, and the Astros are down to their final out.
The Astros fell behind early in this one and could not recover as they fell to the Rays in a rare shutout. 3-0 the final score at Minute Maid Park on Wednesday. Here is Houston skipper A.J. Hinch.
A little better as the night went on, and after the first inning where he gave up the routine single and then the homer. He was pretty good. He's just a little unlucky. I mean, they didn't really hit the ball that hard. They, only a couple, but he found himself in some trouble and some extended innings, and then, finished with his best inning with the double play ball. So, all in all, I think it's a step forward for Dallas, getting back to where he needs to get to. Oh yeah, no, he wasn't locating his pitches. I mean, I think he wasn't sharp. But just from start to start, I mean, you look back at how much time he missed, and then the rehab starts, and then, this being his second start, it's a step in the right direction. But his command wasn't sharp. He's normally a lot more efficient with his pitches and a lot more well executed pitches. His ball's moving all over the place. I think he. When he missed, it was just barely missed. He did throw some spike fastballs that are uncommon for him. But, again, step in the right direction.
Frustrating was the night for the offense.
Yeah, so it was a tough night for us offensively. We hadn't seen Pruitt a ton, but he pitched very well and really just hung around the plate a little bit, threw a lot of changeups to righties that we didn't really expect. Got some big double plays. He mixed in a couple fastballs, but his secondary pitches he had pretty good command of. But, good night for him. Frustrating for us. I mean, all three double play balls we hit into were, opportunities that we felt like we were building innings. And, we do it a lot of times to other teams, but it takes a little bit of life out of you when you build a couple situations when you're struggling to score on a particular night, and then they get 2-for-1. So, tough night for us.
Musgrove's been up and down this season, but it seemed like he showed what he has in those three innings in relief.
Yeah, his aggressiveness out of the pen has been notable. I think he's got a great temperament for either starter or reliever, but he's got a ton of conviction, and he comes in with some aggression. He almost has to get himself up for these outings coming out of the pen, so I see a lot more energy and a lot more I guess bravado, so to speak, when he comes out of the pen and he first pitch 95, second, punched out the guy in 96. I mean, that's that fastball aggressiveness is doing him well in the bullpen, makes his slider better. He's a strike thrower, we know that. He's only had the one tough outing in Detroit. I think he gave up the base hits, but he's very much still in the development stage, but he's taken to the bullpen role because that's his opportunity right now, and I like the way he's throwing the ball.
Dallas Keuchel was looking to become the first pitcher since 2013 to win his first 10 decisions of a season, but he fell short of that mark as he fell to 9-1 on the year after the Rays upended the Astros on Wednesday 3-0. Here is Keuchel speaking to the media following the game.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, disappointment is a little bit of an understatement. I feel like a bunch of teams, really bolstered their rosters for the long haul and for a huge playoff push, and us just kind of staying pat was really disappointing to myself. I know a lot of the guys feel like we can win in here, and that's a pretty accurate statement, and that's why we built such a great lead. But I think when it comes down to it, it's going to be we're going to win for each other, and that's it.
So you think the team, as it stands now, is good enough to win the World Series, or at least go to the World Series?
I think we have a good enough team to go to the World Series, and we've pretty much had the same team since spring training. So that was the motto in spring training. We knew we were going to be good, and now that we didn't really do too much at the deadline, it's going to be in clubhouse kind of vibe the rest of the year.
What do you think? Will the team kind of rally around this? And I mean, maybe front office believes you're good enough to win now, or you know, how do you think you'll view it as a whole going forward?
Well, we obviously believe in ourselves, and we believe we're good enough to win now and get to the World Series. It's just good teams can always be great, and great teams can always be legendary. So at the end of the year, we want to be the only ones left, and. It's just a little disappointing for sure.
The Stros look to bounce back on Thursday behind Colin McHugh. He'll be opposed by Blake Snell.